We live in an era when people often speak in inflated and gruesome ways, especially in conservative circles. A certain frustration builds when we see criminals who go unpunished for the most hideous crimes imaginable. And yet, I find it ironic when men who will not speak out against these gross sins when they are committed in fundamentalist pulpits will rant and rave about the tortures that they would inflict on people who have been guilty of horrible sexual crimes. A line of separation exists between acting like an unbeliever and acting in faith towards God. If we didn't believe in God and instead believed that man is the measure of all things, then we would have no restraint on torturing people to death for their crimes. But one purpose of God's form of capital punishment is that it places God at the top of the hierarchy of those who have a right to judge criminals and pass sentence on them. The end goal of capital punishment is not to inflict suffering as well as death. The end goal is to recognize that what the criminal did exceeds the authority of a fellow created being in passing proper final judgment. Capital punishment in the biblical sense commits an offender into God's hand for God to pass the judgments of eternity onto the person, right there, right then, where man cannot call him back. Human beings are made in the image of God, including child molesters, and there is a sacredness in being a human being because of the image that we bear. That's why murdering a person, defiling a person by sexual assault, etc., should be capital offenses, and are capital offenses in the Scripture, because such crimes attempt to deface the image of God. So when a human being commits any criminal offense, it's not up to the injured party to try him or her. It's not up to a posse. It's not up to a lynch mob. It's up to God's decreed authority, that is, government. And for capital offenses, we Christians recognize that God is the final judge in such a serious case. By faith, we want to see the person deprived of life without reprieve because we see that God is the rightful final judge in cases where things beyond our power have been violated, the sanctity of human life, which human beings cannot recreate. So no, I don't think molesters should be butchered like hogs. If I didn't believe in the sacredness of human life and just wrath of God, I would want such things. But I recognize that I am not a powerful enough person to inflict such suffering on anybody who bears the image of God. My job is to follow Scripture in wanting a speedy death for such an offender. And by faith I recognize that God has the final say and judgment. The idea that our society would ever descend into butchering, flaying, burning alive is revolting. And if we ever do descend into such behaviors, they would be another indication that the fear of God has departed from us and we look to ourselves as the ultimate measure of right and wrong. Instead of hopping up and down in excited anger at wrongdoing, Christians achieve better results by behaving with composure and making our reference points clear. We know that God is in control. We can act with knowledge, clarity,
and we can rely on such a purposeful reasoning when we confront such gross sin.